Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we will continue to cover some topics from the Knowledge Book, as we've been doing for a while now. And this week, we are going to talk about the light photon cyclone technique. What is it? What does it do? And how does it affect us? Now, because the Knowledge Book is not a regular world book, the words it uses, the concept it introduces, the truth it conveys, is not something that we sometimes can easily understand, especially since the concepts that exist in the advanced and unknown dimensions are encoded with 360 letters, and our alphabets, whether that is 26, 29 or 28, whatever number of letters we have in that alphabet, they cannot encompass and hold the meaning that 360 letters could potentially hold. And therefore, there are some concept and knowledge deficiencies because we are constrained with the language that we have currently on this planet. So what the Knowledge Book does, it uses words that are closest to the meaning that they need, but they are not exactly the meaning of the words as we understand them. So my way of looking at it is this. We have British English. They have words and expressions that they use specifically in that language, including grammar, which is different from American English. And then we've got to learn Knowledge Book English, which means those words that look like English, that look like Spanish, that look like Italian, that look like Russian or German or Turkish, whatever they are, they look like something that we know, but are actually they are being used to represent concepts that we do not know. And eventually over time, as we're reading this book and understanding this book, we get a better idea of what that particular word actually means. So what I do sometimes, despite the fact that I've read hundreds of books and I think I know the English language, but I like to go to a dictionary and see what levels of meaning a particular word has that is then also used in the Knowledge Book. And I try to see whether there are any kind of different levels of meaning those words have that maybe could shed a light on what the Knowledge Book may try to convey as an idea to us. So since we're going to be talking about the light cyclone, light photon cyclone power, I tried looking that up in the dictionary, and sure enough, nothing like that exists at all. So I broke it up into the three words that compose it. So first, light. In the Merriam-Webster dictionary as a noun, it is defined as something that makes vision possible. Another meaning is the sensation aroused by stimulation of the visual receptors. And then the third meaning it has electromagnetic radiation of any wavelength that travels in a vacuum with a speed of almost 300,000 meters per second, which is about 186,000 miles per second, or specifically such radiation that is visible to the human eye. In dictionary.com, which is an internet dictionary, actually both are internet dictionaries, that is light is described as something that makes things visible or affords illumination. And in physics, it is also called luminous energy, radiant energy, electromagnetic radiation to which the organs of sight react, ranging in wavelength from 400 to 700 nanometers and propagated at a speed of 186,000 miles per second or almost 300,000 kilometers per second. And it is considered variously as a wave, corpuscular, or quantum phenomenon. Then the third meaning it has a similar form of radiant energy that does not affect the retina, such as ultraviolet or infrared rays. Okay, and then we look at the word photon. In the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it's defined as a quantum of electromagnetic radiation. And then in dictionary.com, it is a quantum of electromagnetic radiation, usually considered as an elementary particle that is its own antiparticle and that has zero rest mass and charge and spin of one. Then we go to cyclone. And the Merriam-Webster, it's a storm or system of winds that rotates about a center of low atmospheric pressure, advances at a speed of 20 to 30 miles, about 30 to 40 to 50 kilometers an hour, and often brings heavy rain. Second meaning is tornado. Third meaning is low. And then it also has something that says any of various centrifugal devices for separating materials, such as solid particles from gases. And in dictionary.com, cyclone is described as a large-scale atmospheric wind and pressure system characterized by low pressure at its center and by circular wind motion, counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere, clockwise in the southern hemisphere. And it is also called a cyclone collector, cyclone separator. Okay, so that was the meaning in the dictionaries. Now, the knowledge book has its own glossary. And in the glossary, light is depicted as dimension of supreme wisdom. Photon is explained as authentic power of light, providing the communication of electromagnetic influences. And cyclone is a powerful energy vortex, violent storm, tunnel of purification and decomposition, having gained extreme accelerations in the universal dimensions. Now, before we go into what the knowledge book says about the light photon cyclone technique, let's talk a little bit about the knowledge book. So the knowledge book itself is a book that all consciousness levels can easily read. And this is the first time and the last time that the Lord directly addresses humanity. Now, if we go back in time and in current times where the religious dimensions are opened and practiced on our planet, the Lord or God or the Almighty or Buddha or whatever name is ascribed to that which is indescribable and unknowable and undefinable, that all that is has always been a mystery, has always been hidden, has always been shrouded, and always a secret far removed from us and unreachable and unattainable by us. Not only that, we needed someone in between for us to be able to get information, teachings, blessings, guidance from him, all that is, etc. We needed an outside teacher, guru, priest, rabbi, imam, lama, whatever individual, to always tell us what to do and what steps we need to take. We underwent about 6,000 years in this system, and we are familiar with it, and we are comfortable in it. It's been around for such a long time that switching to something even slightly different becomes frightening and forbidding. However, we have grown in that time. We have advanced through undergoing education and training for 6,000 years, and we are now capable of much stronger energies than before, and therefore are now being introduced to a new system in which we are in direct contact with the Lord. We no longer need the intermediaries. God is talking to us directly, no longer shrouded in mystery and mist, but is there revealing the truth to us directly. However, how is this done? Does he all of a sudden ring our doorbells, comes in and says, "Hi, I'm God. How are you? Have a seat. We got something to talk about and I have something for you." Well, it's not quite the same as what I just described. And despite the fact that we no longer need an outside teacher, an outside person to intercede for us and to teach us and to guide us, we do still need an in-between something, an interface, because we are still not the level of the energy that God is at, which means we still cannot jump. In other words, he can't personally come in with his energy and contact us. We still need something as an interface, an intermediary, and this is where the knowledge book comes in. And this is where the knowledge book, through the light photon cyclone techniques, allows all the available frequencies of the dimension of the All-Merciful, to which the knowledge book, the purple book, is connected, to be able to be downloaded to us in a safe and sequential manner. Okay? So it is the unknown in the world technique of light photon cyclone that allows all the available frequencies of the abridged knowledge to be automatically loaded on the letters that comprise the words, sentences, paragraphs, sections, and fascicles of the knowledge book. So this technique is something that the world does not know at all. And the abridged knowledge is... what is meant by that is that there is a knowledge book that exists in the higher dimensions, and the knowledge book here that is given to humanity is a subset of that knowledge, okay? Now, the totality of the frequency of the knowledge book never changes. It is not affected by any missed words. It is not affected by misspellings. It is not affected by any world consciousness concepts that are unknowingly added. And anything that is missing, potentially missing, is automatically loaded onto the letters that are present. And any word level personal insertions, they're automatically made ineffective. So again, the frequency totality of the knowledge book is always the same. And the time consciousness is always equal to the time consciousness of the day it is being read and into whichever language it may be translated to from its original Turkish. So currently, the knowledge book has been published in 11 languages and translated into 21 languages. Now, in the world dimension, when we're dealing with world books, when a translation is made on any of those books, as the saying goes, something is lost in the translation. The original is not the translated version. If you really want to know what the original version had in it, we need to study the Latin language and read the book in the original language. However, this is not the case for the knowledge book, because the original language archives are loaded onto the meaning of the translated knowledge book. There is nothing that is lost from the original language. All the energies and frequencies are transferred to the translated language, and everything is copacetic. So every language is equal in its ability to give us the knowledge, the energies, and frequencies that we need to absorb through the studies that we are doing with the knowledge book. So in summary, the light photon cyclone technique is a very special technique made available to humanity for the first and last time, and it will be available until the 40th century. It has the power to download onto the letters of the current language printed copy the time consciousness available for the historical time periods as well as the current and intervening periods. Therefore, the knowledge book we are reading now contains the energy frequencies of historical times, whatever is available in the present time of day, and all the times in between. As we've become aware, the current human is not the human of the ancient periods. The energies frequencies available now are much stronger than what was available, and we can absorb them easily. And the knowledge book is here and is currently preparing us for very advanced and unknown dimensions. But now it looks like it is a good time to take a break. And when we'll come back, we'll delve a little bit more into the light photon cyclone technique. So, but before we go for that short break, I'd like to remind everyone that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And the telephone number for verbally giving or texting questions and topics is 973-787-7035. And my email address is mmjp99@gmail.com. That's marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. And you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. When we come back, we will continue with the Knowledge Book topic of light photon cyclone technique. What is it? What does it do? How does it affect us? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we are talking about the Knowledge Book topic of light photon cyclone technique. What is it? What does it do? And how does it affect us? And again, a reminder, our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And our telephone number is 973-787-7035. In order to get in contact with us, give us topics, give us questions, so we could address them at some point in time in these shows. So let's continue. So far, we've covered a bit about some hints we got from looking up the meaning of the light photon cyclone technique, and that the knowledge book becomes a part of the interface between humans and the Lord God, Allah Almighty, the Absolute Creator, whatever name is used. Currently, no one on our planet knows how the light photon cyclone technique works exactly. However, a scientist has found a way to look at the frequency of the knowledge book using a computer technology called PIP, through which she was able to actually produce a picture of the aura of the knowledge book. And those pictures, some of those pictures, can be seen on our website, again, www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. The doctor who produced these pictures of the aura of the knowledge book gave a presentation this past June in Turkey, in Istanbul, during the conference, Call to Friendship conference, that was held on June 23rd and 24th. And part of the presentation that she made these frequency representing pictures using colors that we know. And a frequency was represented by a certain color. So she had pictures of apples. She had pictures of some objects that were not alive, some pictures that were alive. And what those pictures showed was basically each form had its own frequency and had its own color. However, that frequency remained static. There was no changes. If, let's say, an apple was represented that frequency, was represented by the color blue, that apple stayed at that color blue. That did not change because the apple itself stayed at its own frequency, and that was it. The other objects that she took a picture of as well also stayed at the same color because it was at the same frequency. However, when she started taking pictures of the knowledge book, and measuring or representing the frequencies that the knowledge book had at that time with the same technique that she was using to picture the frequencies of static objects, alive or not alive, it turns out that the knowledge book changed its frequency, changed in color over time. And depending what time of day that knowledge book was measured, those frequencies were measured, and depending on whether anyone was reading or not, whether someone was doing something or not, those colors changed. So the knowledge book has a dynamic frequency loading capability, capacity, power that allows itself, that allows the energies that are present, the time consciousness that is present at that time to be loaded into that book. And as the book was being represented, the aura of the knowledge book was represented, as the frequencies changed, the colors changed. And the other thing is this, when those frequencies were represented by color, the actual frequencies themselves, even though it was represented maybe by orange, maybe by green, maybe by purple, whatever color was available to that computer, the frequencies themselves were seen and proven by scientists to be frequencies not currently on this planet. So this was something that was coming into the book and through the book that the world itself did not contain. Okay? So, again, the frequencies of the knowledge book change over time depending on the time of day, the day of the week, and whether it was being read or not. And the colors become it their own various and varying rainbow of changing colors. So eventually, the scientists will be able to figure out how this technique works and will be able to eventually duplicate it. But the time has not yet arrived for that to be open to humanity, and we still need to progress a little bit more on the evolution ladder before that is opened up. And this is what the light photon cyclone technique, that when we read or write, locks us in our own dimension and therefore blocks any energy, frequency, and knowledge that is higher than our current capacity and higher than our current evolution level allows. So this is what the knowledge book does for us. And the one of the other things that the light photon cyclone technique does is that it incorporates into our bodies all the energies and frequencies that we require to become a genuine human. And we have the reading program and the writing program, as well as the KB, the knowledge book studies, like councils, like flowers, like totalities of 18, like our focal point, that allow us, that enable us to get ourselves 100% filled with the energies that we require, and that allows us to expand our consciousness and even to give consciousness engraftments to our coordinates. And this is one of the functions of the new reading program that is done with the knowledge book. One of the other things that the knowledge, that the light photon cyclone does is that the knowledge book itself, existing at this point of time, it also locks itself through the light photon cyclone technique to the time consciousnesses, to the time consciousness greater than the day in which it is present. However, it contains all the previous historical frequencies prior to that time. And it is the light photon cyclone technique that has the power to change our genetic structure, to regenerate us. It also has the power to change the gene ciphers of the entire creation. And this is how we get the messages from clouds, from nature. And here I'd like to give a short little story about my own experience about things that are changing and giving messages. At some point in time, I was helping to move some folk, and I was doing the driving in the truck. And at the same time, I knew I would have to move, but I didn't know where I was going to move. So I had this experience of having a question in my head. Where am I going? What am I doing? How am I going to get there? Question, question, question. And the next thing I knew, in front of me, there was this huge cloud that turned into the shape of a question mark. I did take a picture of it, but that cloud has been indelibly marked in my brain. It's there in my brain. And it kind of just perfectly depicted exactly the state that I was in at that time, having only questions in my head. And it is the light photon cyclone technique that enables humans who will be reading the knowledge book in the future centuries to get knowledge, energies, frequency currently that are not available, and they will be able to attain knowledge from the same words, the same sentences, and the same lines we see today. But at that time, those same lines, those same words and sentences will give completely different knowledge to those individuals at that time. Because at that time, it'll contain the energies, the frequencies of the time consciousness for that future, which is currently not available right now. So at this point, the knowledge book is a guide for us. It's a guidebook. Eventually, it will become an enlightening book in the future. And in the further future, it will become a fundamental book after that. So, because this knowledge book will be in effect and is in effect starting from when it was published in 1996 all the way up to the 40th century. So it's got a 2,000-year program in which it is effective. Now, there are functions of the knowledge book that we are currently unaware of because the time for knowing them hasn't been, we're not there yet. But eventually, all will be revealed, and we just need to evolve to the level that allows this to actually happen. Previously, and I think I touched upon this briefly before, we talked about the previous versions of the knowledge book and the previous version of the reading program. Now, the previous version of the knowledge book had paragraphs that were long, and there was not much space in between the lines in that paragraph. And what happens is this. When our eye is able to catch the frequency of the word, it then reflects that frequency to the brain. And when the brain contains the same frequency and that frequency is reflected to the brain, then the person is able to understand and automatically retains that knowledge. If the frequency is not reflected to the brain, then the person cannot understand it and cannot retain that knowledge. So in the previous version of the knowledge book, where the paragraphs were packed and not much space in between the lines, we were able to maybe get the knowledge that was contained in the first sentence. And then because that frequency was not attainable because it was jumbled between the lines, then we could not understand a large portion of the book. And the function of the book at that time was to do a scanning, a selection of the consciousness levels and evolution levels of those individuals who are working with the knowledge book. Now, the current version, the lines are separated. And where we had one paragraph maybe containing five sentences, right now we can see that sometimes those paragraphs are now five separate paragraphs, which means each individual line is open to the eye, and each individual eye each individual line, we're able to get the frequency from that line, from those words. It is reflected to our brain, and it becomes much easier to understand. Now, personally, I was reading both the old version of the book and the current version of the book. Amazingly, just the spacing of opening up those paragraphs, I could understand much more easily and was able to retain that knowledge much more easily. It was amazing the effect this had. Okay, now, and again, a different aspect of the knowledge book that was not known before was this program, the new reading program, where people with the new version of the knowledge book sign that book, and that book becomes then their individual guru and teacher. And where before getting the eighth and ninth energies of Omega was given only through writing the knowledge book, right now, it is the reading of the knowledge book that actually gives us those energies as well that get absorbed by the body. Okay. So how does this work? When we look, and some of the information of the knowledge book says that light, that word light, that loads the time energy onto the letter frequencies. Photon loads the dimension energies onto the letters. And cyclone enables reaching the frequencies of dimensions that have been unreachable until that day. The light photon cyclone is the fifth power. And this fifth power brings together all the powers within its constitution. It is a power that was formed in a natural way through natural means. And this fifth power was a prerequisite. In other words, this fifth power was formed before the ordinance of cosmoses could be formed. It is a natural power, otherwise known as the spiritual power. It is a power of communication. It is an electromagnetic field that allows for communication between and gathering of the matter totalities. And it is the humanly energies that can attract this power and absorb this power, and we humans are these very energies. Now, whenever we read the knowledge book here and there asks the questions. So who are you? Where did you come from? What have you been before? What are you now? What happens after that? What happens after that? So when we read and know this kind of information about the light photon cyclone power, and we read this information about humans, have what capacity they have, what power they have, that may be one of the answers that we are getting for those questions that Knowledge Book asks us about ourselves. One of the other ones, the questions that are asked are, why are we addressing you? Why all this effort for a planet that is as small as a millionth of a dot? And again, because of this capacity of the human to attract this fifth power, to be able to absorb these energies, is the reason why they are addressing us. So one thing that we need to remember, and it's a very important point, is that humanity has human or humanly energy is an evolutionary energy. And it is our energy, our humanly energy, that allows us to change dimensions, to be able to enhance what we currently are, who we currently are, and therefore we are able to leave the current dimensions and go to the next higher one, and therefore to be able to advance on the evolution stairs. So if we could think about this, if we are currently not an evolutionary energy, then we would never be able to learn anything or know anything or expand anything. We would not have gone through the history that we have gone through because we would be staying in the same place. We would be still, once we became humans, then we would still be in the Stone Age. We would not be able to progress to the Iron Age. We would not be able to progress to then do any kind of progression because we would be stuck in the same dimension that we were in. So we are very, very special individuals and have special powers that are innate to us as being humans. Okay, so kind of gave you an overview of what this light photon cyclone power does. And how does, we received a question prior to the show, and that question was, what do each one of the words in the light photon cyclone technique actually do? And since this is something that is really not known and not described and not explained, we get told what it does, what characteristics it has. However, how it actually works, we don't know. However, I'm going to try to explain as much as I can each one of these words in my own understanding. So, based on the dictionary meaning that we had received and based on the glossary meaning that the Knowledge Book gave, my understanding is light is an electromagnetic pulse or wave. And this is what allows the communication between everything within it. And to me, that means that the light part of this light photon cyclone technique is the part that actually brings in whatever current electromagnetic field is present at that time and attracts it to the Knowledge Book at that time. Okay? So for me, again, this is that electromagnetic field. It is able to communicate between different electromagnetic fields. It is able to communicate between these electromagnetic fields and is able to then bring into the Knowledge Book those fields, that energy, that frequency that ties in to the current electromagnetic field that the planet and we are in at that time, and is able to bring to the individual, based on that individual's electromagnetic field and power, at that time, those electromagnetic fields that individual is then able to incorporate and handle. So that's my understanding of the light portion of this technique. Now, photon as a packet of light. And based on the definition, photon is the one that tells us what dimension energies it brings in and fixes, ties to those words, the dimension energies. And for me, this is also a different kind of communication aspect. And It is the one that basically recognizes, okay, this is electromagnetic field, this is Marge's electromagnetic field, and this electromagnetic field is tied to this dimension, because as we know, red light has a different frequency and power and dimension than X-rays, than cosmic rays, than blue light, than any other light, right? So each one will be coming from a different dimension or be connected to a different dimension. And this is what Photon would know. Photon would know which electromagnetic field this was coming from, and then it would bring into the letters and fix onto those letters those dimension energies. And it would, and in connection with the light part of it, would be able to together fix and localize and bring in only those electromagnetic waves and knowledge and frequencies that are present up to the time that the book is being read. Okay. So Photon would also recognize what dimension that person who is reading that knowledge, who is reading that book at that time, what dimension they are in. And therefore, it allows the knowledge book to lock that person in that dimension, meaning block all the energies that are higher than that dimension that could potentially harm that individual. Okay? Now, when we look at a cyclone, it's a whirlwind. It's a tornado. And it also reminds me of a black hole. It has the same shape as a black hole. And the black hole also does the same thing. It pulls into itself. It accelerates everything that comes into itself and pulls it into itself and spits it out at the other end. Okay? Now, when I think about dimensions, and when sometimes the knowledge book describes dimensions, it has dimensions as particularly, I guess, strata, layers, right? And each strata has a particular, guardian, has a particular being that is responsible for teaching and guiding and providing energies and frequencies for those individuals who are in that dimension at that time. And each dimension has an entry gate and has an exit gate. And to get into the entry gate, it's no different than paying your tolls trying to cross a tunnel. It's no different than having to have a high school diploma and a certain grade level before you can get accepted into college or before you could get some kind of a technical degree to go and do some other kind of work. It's no different than, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, you got to pass the bar. If you want to be a doctor, you got to pass those tests as well. So everywhere, each dimension has particular tests. And as we're gradually going and traversing through each dimension, we eventually absorb the energies and frequencies and knowledge of that dimension. We experience whatever that dimension has for us to experience, for us to learn the lessons and evolve. And we then get to the top of that dimension. And at that point, we get examinations, we get exams, and we are then given permission to go through the entry gate of the next dimension. So that entry gate is actually the entry gate of the next dimension is the exit gate of the dimension that you are in. And for me, that gate looks like a tornado. It looks like this vortex where that individual is pulled into the next dimension. It is transformed while it's being pulled into the next dimension, into a being that is then capable of existing at that dimension because it has fulfilled the requirements of the previous dimension and therefore has the energies that enable it to go into the next dimension, okay, and has a capacity, physical capacity, to withstand those energies of that dimension. So this is where the cyclone, this whirlwind, this tornado pulls everything into itself And this is where we get pulled from dimension to dimension. And that's why we're able to accomplish going into to dimensions we could not before. So all this combination of light, photon, cyclone enables humans to absorb energies and frequencies at a safe rate. It enables humans not only to grow in consciousness, because as we are given the energies, as we're giving the frequencies, as we're being given the truth and the knowledge, our consciousness grows, our level of understanding grows, our acceptance grows, and our physical capacity also grows because we are being regenerated. Our health gets better. We are able to function at a different rate, be able to accomplish things that we could not accomplish before. So everything grows. We evolve, we grow, and we proceed onto the next level. So this is what allows the knowledge book to safely take us from the 18th evolution dimension to the 19th evolution dimension, going from the 72nd energy dimension to the 76th energy dimension, in which case we go from alpha to omega, and we get connected to what is known as the beta line, which is the line of the intellect. And from here on in, it is the intellect, logic, and awareness, being always guided by intellect, that allows us to progress and that allows us to safely progress. Okay. Now, before, we also received another question, and this was, how does the light photon cyclone technique affect the body during writing? Okay. When we are writing the knowledge book, well, let me go backwards a little bit. When we are doing the reading program, when we are reading, it is our consciousness that is being affected. In the old program of reading, it was the consciousness only that was being affected. However, in the new program, it is both our consciousness and our cells that are being affected, because the new reading program expands our consciousness, and it also gives us every one of the omega energies, 1 through 9, which have a specific function, and they're described in the knowledge book in detail. And when those energies started to be given to us. Some of those energies affect our cells. Some of those energies affect our energies. Some of these energies affect our frequencies. And they also propel us to evolution, because some of them are like control waves that instigate conflicts, and therefore we get through exams and tests as we're going along. So mostly the reading program was, and currently still is, a consciousness expanding program. Plus it also affects our cells. And the writing program, to do it well and get the best effect from it, is to write it without thinking. Basically just copying word by word by word without trying to understand anything, just copying it. And if that way, it affects our bodies. And that's what allows us to absorb the 8th and 9th energy channels, energies of omega, of 8th and 9th channel energies of omega. And therefore, that is incorporated into our bodies. And it becomes, our bodies become filled with incombustible energies. And it is those energies that allow us to go from dimension to dimension and enabling us to retain ourselves as ourselves and going from dimension to dimension and allow us to be able to continue to exist. And we need to be able to 100% fill our bodies with the 1 through 9 energy channels of omega, especially the 8th and 9th energy channels of omega that would protect our bodies, that would be incorporated into our bodies. And when people write, they have different sensations. Some people fear energy. I myself, when I was writing, my right hand would go numb. I could still function. Everything was fine. I continued writing. It was the energy coming in. Some people may feel some pain. Some people don't. When you change dimensions, some of the signs that you are changing dimensions may be some dizziness, maybe some nausea. Sometimes you have sharp pains. Sometimes there's dull aches. Sometimes something is going on. And all the time, all these energies and frequencies are affecting your body. They're making your body stronger. They're making your body healthier. And you are able to do things that you couldn't do before. So step by step, little by little, let's review what we have covered so far. We've been talking about the light photon cyclone technique. And this light photon cyclone technique is the technique that we don't know how it works really. That will not be known by humanity until further on in line, down the line as far as our evolution and time scale is concerned. And it has certain effects. It is able to bring in energies and frequencies from advanced dimensions, unknown dimensions to us. The new reading program actually accesses the dimension of All Merciful, is connected to the dimension of All Merciful, and it brings in energies from infinite dimensions. However, it is the light photon cyclone technique that becomes the protective aura of the knowledge book, and it becomes the protective aura of ourselves, meaning anything and everything that potentially could be harmful to us is blocked. All the energies, all the frequencies, all the knowledge that we are still not ready for is blocked and held at bay. However, through the experiences that we go through the evolution that we go through the karmas that we pay, that we purify ourselves, through the lessons that we learn, then eventually we rise in energy, we rise in frequency, we rise in knowledge, and our bodies become stronger, and we are then able to go from alpha to omega. And this is the program for this time and this consciousness that we are in right now. We have been through 6,000 years of a alpha training program. And this is what we had mentioned before as the first order of Allah, which was the Kabbalah and the Book of Moses. We went through the second order of Allah. Actually, the first order of Allah was the Tibetan meditation. Second was Moses. The third was the combined programs of Jesus and Muhammad, which was love and knowledge. And now we are now in the fourth order of Allah, which is where the knowledge book comes in, and we leave behind the knowledge of the old only because we are using that as the foundation of the current knowledge that is being done, being given to us. And we slowly, based on our own particular evolution path, go through whatever experiences we need to go through, learn whatever we need to learn, so that we now are working with intellect, logic, and awareness being the guide. Okay? And this is where we are. Intellect, logic, and awareness. And this becomes the guide, because currently there are all kinds of influences that are being given, and unless we directly and consciously think logically about what is happening to us and think logically of what we have the urge to do, then we keep ourselves out of trouble. Then we keep ourselves on the safe path. There have been stories that some people commit suicide. I'm in New York City, so we hear stories of people jumping onto the tracks. And what can you do? They were not using intellect, logic, and awareness. Okay. So it looks like this is a last of the time. This is all we had time for this week. I just want to remind everyone that 973-787-7035 is my telephone number. And www.usa.theknowledgebook.net is our website, and you can text or mail your questions to us about topics you would like covered and questions you would like to have answered. So please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And you could always call us to schedule a conference in your city and get more knowledge and information about the Knowledge Book. So knowledge renders the human conscious. Consciousness invites to mission, and mission leads to deeds. However, to be deserving of something and to have merit are two different things. Humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chodak frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you, and we'll see you next week, or we'll hear each other next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.